Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ja, då är ni välkomna till ännu ett avsnitt av Rock Bottom. Och jag sitter som vanligt ungefär backstage på Annexet med Dave and Frank.
Yes.
From what band? Attitudes and Altitudes.
Altitudes.
And Attitudes, yeah. Sorry.
We say A&A for sure.
Just that, like that.
A&A.
Let's do that then. A&A. Yeah. Okay. Where did that name come from?
It was just a thing that came on my mind one day, literally in the studio, got done playing a part, and I said, what do you think about Altitudes and Attitude? And everybody's like, yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Next song, you know, and it stuck. I mean, honestly, I thought it was maybe kind of more of an album title than or a song title, but, you know, sometimes something sticks. In fact, yeah. We were talking about when because we put an EP out 5 years ago that with this LP. It's like, okay, is that the name or should it be like Frank and Dave?
Frank and Dave sounds like a talk show.
Sounds like an old, yeah.
Or
the Frank and Dave show or like some Vegas act, you know, or Bello Ellison. Or, I mean, like, what should we put our names on it? Like, what should it be? And, you know, it stuck. I mean, it seemed like people liked it.
I think the fact that it's hard to say makes
it memorable because you're like, how the hell do you say those guys in band name? You know,
that's why we make it easier to say A&A.
That's really good. Two bass players forming a band. That's quite unusual.
Why would they do that?
Yeah. and this is not only any band, but two bands, half of the bands from the Big Four.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. Anthrax and Megadeth.
Right.
You formed in 2013, right?
Yeah, 2013.
And the EP came
that's
out
when we started, yeah.
Like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
Well, you know, I think with...
Did you long to be like the front guys?
Really?
I think, you know, it's funny. Now I see Frank in Anthrax, and I'm like, he's singing. Because his mouth's open. I'm like, he's naturally a singer being on stage. And you know, it's funny, one of the first guys I ever saw kind of singing the lyrics while he was playing was Steve Harris, the Number of the Beast tour. And I remember him kind of mouthing the words. I'm going, okay, well, he's the writer. He wrote them. So for him, he's kind of sort of narrating the song as he's playing it, right? And it's funny, I started kind of mimicking that a little bit until I realized that, for me, it kind of looks silly, so I tried to stop doing it. But it's I think there's something about probably the two of us in that, you know, there's a whole other side to our musical craftsmanship.
Because you've been in the same bands for quite a long time.
Right.
I mean, you've been in Anthrax since
34
forever.
Years. Yes,
I've seen you play twice.
Mm.
Yeah, here in Stockholm, I actually saw you.
We had the last
2 years ago.
Yeah,
we were here. I saw that. And I saw you in 86 when you opened up for Metallica.
Of course.
That was my very, very first guest list.
Wow.
Ever. So that was quite a memorable gig for many reasons.
It's a big surprise.
played with, I mean, you came back to, you were a founding member mm-hmm. of Megadeth. And then
still
you came,
a founding member.
Yeah. And then you came back in 2010,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, 2010. You know, I have an interesting place because I never quit and I didn't get fired. It's like it just ended.
Uh-huh.
Dave stopped and is like, I got to get off the train and I need some time away.
Yeah.
And you know, when he said I quit, I mean, that's, you know, it'd be like Tom Brady quitting the quarterback. Well, now the team's done. You know, I mean, it was just kind of that type of thing. And you know,
but you played with a lot of people in between.
I did. No, it was interesting. It was a really kind of a cool period for me, to be honest with you, because for those probably 5 years that I wasn't, you know, working with Dave,
mm-hmm.
I played with so many different people. I mean, everybody from Max Cavalera, I put this F5 thing just kind of came together around me. And I realized that bands just kind of happened. They just sort of developed. I played with Ronnie Montrose.
You did a stint with Ripper Owens.
I did with Ripper.
You also did a stint with my ex-husband, Yngwie.
Oh, wow. Wait, yeah. No, with Yngwie. Did I play with Yngwie?
I thought you did.
Did
you not do it?
God, I don't know. I don't, you know.
Did you not play a show with him?
I think I did you a might show have. With him or something. Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, what I found was...
He doesn't keep his band members for that long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What I found was... was just say yes. You know, and I discovered, you know, when I discovered it, as soon as Megadeth ended, Alice Cooper Camp reached over to me to play bass.
Mm-hmm.
And Alice being a lovely guy, and we got to know each other on tours. You know, I'm a family guy and, you know,
yeah.
I guess an able bass player. And you know, it's funny, he asked me, and I didn't know what to do. I had a job. Fender had called me and said, hey, do you want to come in-house and be like a product development guy for a
wow.
for bass amps?
Mm-hmm.
Like a big position. My kids were really young. And I was going, God, I don't want to be this guy who wakes up like today at age 54 and goes, oh my God, my family's grown up. I missed the whole thing. Because
mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of the road crew guys doing that. They went from one tour to the next tour to the next, and they're never home. And I was just like, man, I don't know that I want to do that. And and then they got Chuck Wright, who was in Quiet Riot. They got him to play bass and it moved on. And I remember being very like sad going, I should have done that. Like that. I just should have done that. That's something I should have stepped up. And to be honest with you, I was in one band for 18 years playing all original music, focused on that one thing. And I realized like my chops weren't my, I needed to kind of get my head back into a new musical frame.
To challenge yourself?
Yeah, just to be ready for when the phone rang. Just to be ready when the phone rang
uh-huh.
to say, hey, can you do this? And I tell you though, so there, you know, like a lot of things in life, it isn't the successes that really galvanize you. It's the sometimes the things you fucked up and some things that maybe didn't go right. You go, you know what? I got to freaking get it together. I did a rock and roll fantasy camp with these guys. Everybody was older than me. It was Kelly Keegi, the drummer from Night Ranger,
mm-hmm.
Elliot Easton from The Cars, Bill Hudson, who wrote a big Aerosmith song, Living on the Edge,
mm-hmm.
Bruce Kulick. And these guys are all older than me and really seasoned in old rock and roll. The Beatles, Booker T and the MGs, like all this stuff that I'd heard on the radio.
Yeah.
And they're like calling out songs on the stage. And I'm like, I don't know that one. It's a G. I kind of remember it on the radio.
Wow.
And I remember Mark Hudson looking at me and he goes, hey, kid, you got to get your fucking rock and roll book together. Playing. And I'm like going, what? I mean, I've just been going, yeah. And at one point, we're playing some song. And Bruce Gilley came up to me. He goes, here, give me the bass. I'll take it from here. I got this.
Okay.
And I gave him the bass. And I remember walking off stage just going, that fucking sucks. You know, like not really being prepared. And we had a whole tour, Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp tour coming up.
Okay.
And I went, and I made it my point to impress Mark Hudson. I go, I'm going to go home and I'm going to fucking study up. I'm going to do what he said and get my rock and roll chops together.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You think that has inspired your songwriting for A&A? Yeah. I mean, because it's more of a... I mean, you've been compared to the Foo Fighters quite a lot.
That's a great compliment.
I have to agree with that. Yeah.
And here's a guy who is in also a very big band as a drummer. And
yeah.
And is now a singer and a guitar player. Kind of like Frank, who is a bass player of a very big thrash metal band, who's now a singer and a guitar player.
Is that what happens when the rhythm section becomes frontman? You turn in different direction?
See, you know what's funny about frontman thing? I find singing this whole frontman thing... as just being just as much as Dave is on stage with me now. It's just something that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Like playing the bass, playing the guitar. I didn't want to deal with another singer, to be honest. You know, I just felt like these are coming out of my heart, my gut. I need to bring this out and show the emotion that I have.
Yeah.
So I couldn't convey that with another singer. I just don't want to deal with another person. Because it was just him and I. And it was just, when I just do this, and it was just an easy...
We talked about it. Should we get a singer? Should we get another guitar player? Is this a band? Should we just do it as me? And I got to be honest with you, Frank really, he really leaned on producer Jay Rustin,
mm-hmm.
who was also a bass player.
Oh.
And he felt very comfortable. He brought him in right away. He said, man, Jay's the guy. And Jay really, we needed a guy to sort of be that outside perspective and say, why don't you two do it? We'll call Jeff Friedel. The drummer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get him to do it. And why don't you guys just do all of it? And then when we need a guitar player, look, we'll call Gus G. We'll call Nita Strauss. We have, you know, some other...
Yeah, we got
some friends who can play, right?
Big names.
But it's like, it's not going to be an all-star band. It's not going to be that. It's just, it's Frank and Dave. And that's what it is.
You use Nita and Gus as...
And he really helped. I think he helped kind of focus that and give us some perspective and just really go... Yeah, let's just, you know, because Frank is like, you know what, I want to try this. I want to sing. I want to go in and sing. And you know what I realized? I mean, I realized this with Dave over the years, you know, is that he conveys the conviction of the story he's trying to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And when Frank was singing, it's like, you know what, he is really conveying the story that he's trying to tell. And that's more important than any vocal acrobatics or any crazy, you know, are you a singer or not? And my what I've discovered, everybody's a singer because everybody comes with a voice.
Sounds really good to me.
From the factory. Factory installed voice.
Yeah.
And how you know, what you do with that. I mean, I listen to Lou Reed, it's almost like spoken word. You know, you listen to Mariah Carey, it's this, you know, almost operatic, just incredible thing. Most of us are somewhere in between, you know, and I think that, you know, when I heard Frank sing, it was like, there's no better guy to tell that story than the author of that song, which is Frank, you know, and that just became this natural centerpiece for the sound of Altitudes and Attitudes.
You take a mortal man. Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads all roll. Bye.
So what's in the pipeline from now on after this tour? Do you have another
promoting
gig,
the record?
Like
promoting the record, yeah. And touring, and we're starting to book shows in the States now.
Mm-hmm.
Phone calls are happening now because the record's out, which is nice. So to do more tours. Now we have schedules. We have day jobs, him and I.
Yeah.
As you know. So right now it's the balance.
Where do you find the time? Yeah. When is it possible to get a window in? And would that have been possible when you were younger and maybe more competitive? Or is it like easier to find the window now?
You know, people have pointed that out about our bands were really about this. Let's call it the Big Four. We were competitors. I mean, Metallica was always a mile ahead of us, you know, or a kilometer ahead of us, you know, of all of us. But I remember Dave, when I met Dave, he goes, yeah, there's this fast little band out in New York called Anthrax. And we were hanging out with him when he was there with Metallica. So, I mean, you know, we were all kind of in the running. But, you know, to get to that place where you feel like your band has had success, I mean, essentially there's only so much bandwidth. And Metallica took up a lot of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Metallica, because they were ahead of us, they broke the doors open. They showed us how to do all of it. It's how you get signed to a major label. It's how you go on tour with Ozzy. This is how you do it. It's how you get in the radio. This is how you do a video.
True.
You know, I mean, they really, they broke down the doors for all of us that Slayer, Anthrax, and Megadeth could kind of just
walk
right
through. But that took a while. I mean, I'm 52, so yeah. I've been in the business for quite some time. And I remember, I mean, it was probably with Master of Puppets or something.
Yeah, probably breaking.
But the thing of it is you know, as much as maybe our bands were competing for the same bandwidth at one point, radio and et cetera, you know, what's ironic is that we do A&A and it doesn't even sound at all like Megadeth or Anthrax at all. I mean, there's not one riff. I mean, maybe Here Again, or there's 1 minute in Part of Me where we're riffing out that maybe that could be maybe possibly
it's
somewhere.
It's very, I mean,
it's outside the box.
It's way outside.
It's song based.
Yeah. So it's kind of ironic that we come together and we do something that doesn't even sound at all like our own band. So it's. I mean, I look at it like this. We're in two of the greatest thrash bands on the planet.
We're lucky enough.
Why do we need to go do more of that? You know,
And the payoff is what you just said. It's very song based, the way you said it, and you like it, and that people are getting what we did. I like that they're understanding. Not only are they loving the music, they're loving the lyrics, and they're relating and connecting with it. Mm-hmm. I think we're connecting with this album. Now that people are hearing it, and it's promoted, it's getting promoted, that's the most, for me, it's fulfilling, very fulfilling to hear that. People are understanding because they're going deeper and taking the next step into the record, so it means a lot.
As a songwriter?
Yes.
And as a performer?
As a person.
Oh.
As a person, to be honest, you know, because this is a lot of emotion. There's a lot, I know, and that sounds like a weird word, but it's a lot of my life and a lot of Dave's life. And to hear people react to it the way they are, it really is, it feels good.
Yeah. I think we have to wrap this up, perhaps.
Okay, I think we have.
Last question.
Sure.
The cringe song. I always ask in my interviews, a cringe song, something that you like a lot, but maybe wouldn't say in a really cool interview with a really cool magazine or something. Something your fans will go, do they really like that? Could
ABBA,
be something really shit.
ABBA, Super Trooper.
Wow.
And since we're in Sweden, it's even more valid.
Perfect.
Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over.
Great song.
Come on.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
I've been looking at this whole interview full corn.
Thank you so much and best of luck.
On a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.